The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
My wife is the best.
I am.
She really is. She's got this one sip of espresso left and she gave it to me.
I gave you half.
I was going to give you back half.
Welcome to our show, Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and I'm addicted to espresso.
Yes, his primary addiction is to me.
That's correct. Absolutely correct.
Secondarily is to transformation, and third is...
I don't know. I think that you fall second to transformation, actually.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
Because if not, we never would have saved our relationship.
Yes, that's true.
You know, because see, if the addiction were to you primarily...
Then we'd be in big trouble.
Right, because then your mood swings could have affected how we lived rather than awareness and enlightenment as the goal in our lives, which supports our relationship being great.
And what's really neat is now there really aren't mood swings.
Right.
And that's why this show today is called the Slack Jaw School of Enlightenment.
That's our school. You know, there was once a guy named Bankai who was purported to be one of the greatest of all Zen masters in Japan, and he had the Clear-Eyed School of Enlightenment. Ariel and I once read a book about him, and in fact, it was when we were reading that book that I had my epiphany that my life had was complete in the current moment, which brought us to enlightenment, and I said to her, I'm enlightened, and she said...
Oh, you can't say that. People hate you.
And...
You said, I don't care.
She was right.
You know what's really neat about it? We were looking up the word enlightenment today, because if what we have is the Slack Jaw School of Enlightenment, it would probably be good to take the definitions and take a look at what we're talking about. But before we get into the definitions of enlightenment, it's always good to start with the basics, which is about listening.
Because listening is what brings you into the current moment of your life.
And we realize that some of you have been listening to many, many of these shows, so you may actually have started to catch the nuance of true listening, but in case you haven't, or in case you're new to the show...
Well, you're going to probably fill in with what you've heard before, so you think you already know what we're about to say, and that will preclude your true listening, because you'll be off to the races with all those other things you think about.
And in case you haven't recognized it already...
We finish each other's sentences.
It's our style. We always like to warn people somewhere toward the top of the show.
Right. So we're talking about listening as the intentional recreation of what another person is saying. Now, see, most of us are addicted to multitasking. We're going somewhere all the time. We're trying to get what we're up to finished to move on to the next thing. So we're never really where we are. We're jumping ahead to finish rather than be with what is. And the true listening is dropping your agendas and you're trying to get somewhere and actually listening to hear what the person is saying from their point of view. I have a hum in my ear. Do you have it?
Mm-hmm.
No? Oh, okay.
I actually think that right now for people
better
to not be multitasking, not be ahead of themselves. It's a little more challenging at the moment because globally we have issues about, for instance, the oil in the Gulf. It is, there are things that seem to be threatening and perhaps are threatening to our survival, to our livelihood. So your mind flicks off to possible futures, potential disasters. And it's more challenging when you have a sea of people, not to use a pun, but a sea of people who have similar concerns. So today, we're going to support you in your ability to individually and then collectively in your community be centered in yourself regardless of the circumstances.
Our approach is not psychological. It is not psychotherapeutic. It's about an anthropological point of view. It's about discovering the isness of what is happening in your life rather than looking to see why you are the way you are. It's about being with whatever is showing up in your life in each moment as newly. You know, we looked up the word enlightenment on Wikipedia, and they have all this stuff going back to India, to the Indian schools of enlightenment. And they talked about awakening, becoming aware, noticing. And you see, what it takes to have your life transform, to become enlightened, free of ignorance or false belief or prejudice, as the dictionary says, is to see it without judging it. If you have prejudices and you see them, they lose their power over your life as long as you don't judge them. There are three ideas or principles to instantaneous transformation. First one is anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life. So if there's something you don't want to see because you think it makes you a bad person, then that's what will run your life. Anything you resist, don't like, want to be different.
Second idea is you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. You cannot be different than you are right now. You can try. If you try to be a step to your left or a step to your right or stand if you're sitting, you may accomplish it, but not in the exact moment. Each moment is unique. You can only be exactly as you are right now.
Did you hear the click?
Yeah, Shai's snapping his fingers. He's got a snapper going. Second idea.
And the third idea is based in awareness. It's anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is will complete itself the moment you see it. Now, that isn't accept as it is. That's allowed to be as it is. Because a lot of us see things, we don't like them, but we accept them or are victimized by them. We succumb to them rather than just notice them.
Acceptance is kind of like saying, okay, I'll take it, but it's my second choice or my third choice or far down the line. Awareness and noticing, allowing, enlightenment is to be free of ignorance, false belief, or prejudice. But in order to be free of those things, to be awake, aware, you have to have an active interest in what is.
And that's why we've named our School of Enlightenment
the Slack Jaw
School of Enlightenment, where if you see something that you've been doing, rather than beat on yourself for it, rather than complain to yourself about it, you say,
huh,
I did that.
Look at that.
Huh. And move on, rather than add energy to this thing that you say you don't like. Allowing it to be exactly as it is allows it to complete itself without your doing anything. See, in our reality, or the universe we live in, there's the realm of doing, which we're all very good at, There's a realm of having, which we've all acquired things, and then there's the realm of being. And most of us are very under-practiced at being in our lives. We're really good at getting somewhere, doing something, or acquiring things, but we're not very good at being here. And that's what this show is about being here. And the Slackjaw School of Enlightenment is about noticing your life and allowing it to be exactly as it is.
You know, one of the things that we've noticed as people who begin to develop their passion for possibility is that somewhere down the line, the pursuit becomes very serious. And we realize this, if you have a sense of humor about what you say, it makes things so much easier.
See, the middle word in enlightenment is light. It's not serious. It's not about fixing or changing yourself. It's lightening up about how your life is showing up in each moment.
You, I'm going to say something radical now, and if you were an early version of me, you'd say, you can't say that, Ariel, I hate you, but I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Are
you ready?
Baby, go for it.
You're perfect.
Exactly.
As you are.
And exactly.
As you're not.
That's right.
You're perfect, don't you see? You can't be any different than you are right now, so in this moment, a moment is a slice of perfection. It's immutable. It's unchangeable. It is lacking nothing. Right now, in this moment, you can only be exactly as you are. So there are other possibilities that as you go along, if you don't fight who you are right now, your life is going to unfold. The Slackjaw School of Enlightenment. You want to join us? Let's try it. We can try it all together. It makes it so much easier if you you try this. It's kind of fun. Where you look and you see something about yourself instead of saying, oh, you jerk, I can't believe you did that. Oh. If it were me, I'd be going, Ariel. Now, that's the judgmental framework that most of us are in change, where you're trying to be better, where you're trying to improve yourself, where you set a goal and you're marching toward it.
And all these goals are based on what you already know is what's possible. So there are possibilities far beyond that, but you're operating through the closed system of your mind, which contains all possibilities that you know, but not all potential possibilities.
Slack jaws like this. You see something you've done and you go, huh.
I did that.
So what you do is just unhinge your jaw a little bit and let your mouth come open, and it's actually fun.
If you look in the mirror, you look kind of
foolish. And you let it drop way down so you look kind of goofy, and you just go, huh. And you know what, Shai?
I can guess. We're going to a break
now? That's right. We're moving on toward a break. How about that?
How do you like that,
So come on back, everyone. We'll be back after the break. Come on back.
Miss Being Here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. I want to talk about disagreeing with the way your life shows up.
Okay, talk about it.
Well, one of the things that's happened in our life today is recently we upgraded our computers. And so for any of you who have computers, and you must because you're usually listening to this either on the computer or downloaded from a computer, when you get a new computer, the idea is great, but at first there's often the learning curve that comes along with learning a new program or upgrades or, in our case, we have now supercharged everything. Everything is linked together because we have more than one computer in our office. And as one of the results of it, there are certain functions in the computer that instead of, say, when you click a button, getting one little miniature calculator on our screen, we get three. Or one converter from German language into English, so if we get an email in German, we can translate it. You get three or four of them. Like, it's glitching right now until we figure out how to get rid of the redundancy. That's a fact. That's just a little fact, a little piece from our life. Each of you have facts like that today that could be construed as inconvenient. The challenge is when you don't like it, when you don't like what you've got, the resistance, what you resist, persists, grows stronger, dominates your life. Do you realize how much time we all spend
complaining about what we can't do anything about?
Or not liking it.
Well, that's a form of complaint.
Not wanting it.
Really? It's a form of complaint. And here's the thing. This is a test. Ready? I'm going to snap my fingers and be different than you are when my fingers snap. Too late.
Too late again.
You can only be exactly as you are in this moment. And that's reality. Now, you may have the idea you could be in another town with another relationship. Life would be better or different. The reality is your life is showing up exactly as it is in this moment of now, and that's immutable. It can't be changed because that moment of now already went by.
Now, mind you, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing if you're complaining. Because guess what? If you're complaining, you can only be complaining.
But here's the thing. Our approach is anthropological. Where did you learn what you know? You learned everything you know from the ongoing culture you were raised in. And so if you were raised amongst people who complained, you will complain. If you were raised amongst people who worried, you will worry. It's just that way. You learn to complain just the same way you learn your primary language.
In the Swatjaw School of Enlightenment, with our approach, we're talking about awareness, a non-judgmental seeing, an active interest, an active engagement in noticing what is without judging what you see. So if I notice that I get irritated when we delete all of the little widgets and they suddenly pop back on the screen, that irritation is an automatic function. But that doesn't mean I have to operate through that irritation with noticing first, without judging it, it dissolves. Third principle, you can only be exactly as you are. It's about getting interested in what is.
Yes.
We have a caller on the line?
We do.
Shall we take him?
Let's.
Eric, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York City.
Well, good afternoon, then.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, there's so much that I feel like I want to talk about.
Pick a subject.
You can't do it wrong, and we're not going to kick you off the show, so you can even ask more than one thing.
Okay. Well, I went yesterday to my old law school, which was a place that evoked a lot of memories, or when I went there, because I was seeking some assistance from someone in an office there.
Yes.
And a lot of thoughts came flying into my head as soon as I walked into that building. And I noticed how incredibly harshly I judged myself. Because I started to think about things that I did literally 25 years ago that obviously I cannot go back in time and change.
Yes.
But I got irritated with myself. It's a nice word for how I was feeling toward myself, actually.
So you mean you couldn't have changed how you did a thing back then?
Correct.
You could have only did it the way you did it.
Right.
That's right. That is true. And yet, when you think about it now, you think you should have done it differently.
Exactly.
Well, you know, you're normal, Eric. And how much of people's lives are determined by the decisions that were made years ago, and then they feel bad about that forever, when they couldn't have done it any differently than they did.
Right.
You know, when we were working in Bali, Indonesia, we built a conference center, and they had a number of different things there, and I learned some Indonesian, and I learned some Balinese, and there was a lady there who became engaged to be married to a gentleman who was really, really disagreeable. And we said to her at the time, why are you marrying him? It's obvious you don't like him, because she'd walk into the room and she'd get a sour face. And she said, Nasi sudah jadi bubur.
The rice is already cooked into mush.
Tidak buda apa.
Nothing you can do about it.
And I don't disagree with what she had to say. She could have said, no, I'm not marrying you, but perhaps in that culture that wasn't the case. But that saying stuck with me. Because if you leave rice on the stove to cook for too long, so it goes past being firm and goes into being mush, you can't uncook it.
Right.
Our lives up to this point are cooked.
They're done deal. You see, this moment is a done deal. You have no power over the moment at all. The only thing you have power in is the possibility of surrendering to your life in the current moment of your life. That is a wild idea.
You want to know an even wilder idea,
Please
Eric?
Please tell us.
You think those thoughts were yours.
Yeah, that's...
You know, I got to tell you a story. So Shai and I are walking down the street today, and he said, yeah, I'm having these very strange thoughts. I'm suddenly looking back at how I was 20 years ago.
More than 20 years ago
when I raised my kids and whether or not I was a good enough parent and what I might should have done different. And there's absolutely nothing I can do different. And I know there's nothing I can do different. And they're both fine, but I find it really weird. I'm back there thinking about that. We're walking around. I said, okay, let me see. Oh, I know what it is. We have a radio show today, and Eric's calling in.
Really? This is the truth, Eric.
And you know, it's really neat, Eric. I love it, because as it's going along in Shia's head, he does not, A, think the thoughts are him. B, he doesn't actually think he was any way did his parenting or any other part of his life wrong. See, he's watching it. He's noticing it as a phenomena. And then we start looking to see how were they impacted.
Where is this coming from?
We were in a Home Depot a couple days ago. And we're standing there in the middle of this concrete parking lot. And all of a sudden, the smell of flowers.
The black locust trees were in bloom. It was so sweet and so pungent, it made you sneeze.
And you could identify it if you knew what the smell was, but as we looked around in the distance, we couldn't see the trees. They weren't apparent. They were there somewhere. We were downwind of some trees, but you couldn't see it. You walk into a building, and you're effectively downwind of thousands of students who are walking in, picking on themselves.
Yeah, especially because people are now studying. They're finishing up the year, and some of them are studying for the bar exam, and some of them are finding out they didn't get the job they wanted to get or the grade they want. Yeah, I totally can see that.
Kicks up something through your circumstances, and you think it's you.
And you know it's you.
And then you get disturbed.
And then you disturb yourself.
Well put.
Because you see, there's this automatic disturbance, but then you embellish upon it, you indulge in it, you dive into your pool of upset because it's familiar and it saves you from the uncertainty of the future.
Not only that, there are a lot of people in that pool going, come on in, the water sucks, but we could really use some company.
And misery loves company.
Yeah, I'm going to admit that I have been really good at that.
Yes, you have been really good at that. But look, you're an intelligent man. And so you've learned well how to fit into the world that you live in, and it's via complaint and agreement as to how screwed up the world is.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And so everybody out there is complaining, and you've learned to fit in, which is perfect. Look, can you hang out with us for a little bit longer? I mean, we're coming to a break right now.
That would be great.
Great. We'll be back shortly with Eric. We're having fun. Hope you are, too. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
We are talking with Eric, and today's show, obviously, is the Slackjaw School of Enlightenment. And one of the things that, as we were chatting with Eric on the break, he was talking with us about one of the beauties of coming to the courses that we do is the community of people and the beautiful people that attend the courses. And
yes.
Go ahead.
No, just, you know, I had no idea that, you know, New York is a very big place, and there's certainly a lot of people, and you can meet all sorts of people in the city, but to put yourself in an environment of people who are committed to living their best possible lives and to really experiencing life in the moment, it creates a support situation that I've never experienced before in my life, and they're genuinely, I genuinely enjoy spending time with these people.
That's beautiful. You know, Eric, we were talking about the impact on your thought processes and on your being when you walk into the law school and how things change, where people are being hard on themselves, but the reverse is true. There's something that happens, as you say, when people get together looking at what's possible, where there's an immediate impact just by walking through the door. Because of how people are relating to themselves in their lives.
Well, the thing is this. People are, for the most part, they have their attention on themselves and how they're doing in life and how life is showing up for them. And they get consumed because no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. Second principle, you can only be engaged in what you're engaged in. And so if you're worrying about your life and your life situations, then that becomes all-consuming, and you forget that there are possibilities outside of what you believe to be the only possibilities available to you. And most of us get upset when things aren't going the way we would prefer, and then we make decisions based in those upsets, which are very limiting as to what's possible for our lives. And you walk into a room full of people who aren't lost in the conversations in their head, worrying about the future and how life isn't showing up the way they would prefer, and it has a very dramatic effect on how you are.
You know, on the doors now outside for Monday nights, we've changed the signs. It says, learn to live in the moment with Ariel and Shia Kane. We could actually be saying the Swat Jaw School of Enlightenment, but I don't think anybody would understand it.
Exactly.
So we don't use that. But people who attend our courses are there discovering how to listen, how to master the three principles, how to notice without judging. There's an active interest in each other and other people and the world around them.
Well, there's also an active interest in hearing another person's point of view rather than seeing whether they agree with it or disagree with it or whether it's something that they believe to be true or not.
By the way, everyone, our next course, our next weekend course, if you want a deeper dip into what you're experiencing here, our next weekend course in New York City is intimacy, where you can discover how to have an intimate experience of life, particularly with yourself first.
And then with anybody that you happen to be in relationship, whether it be a clerk in a store, or your husband or wife, or boyfriend or girlfriend, anybody you're in relationship with.
And then we are going to the UK. We're doing our first course in Cambridge, England in July. If you happen to be listening to this on an archive show and it's after that time frame, just go up to transformationmadeeasy.com and look at our seminar schedule. Pick what's right for you. And come join us. We have people for this course coming from all over the world, and you are invited. So, Eric, you said you had more things to talk about. Do you have something else?
Yeah, just that what happens since having done courses and hung out at Monday night, I have had experiences that I haven't had to work on that suddenly I get certain realizations that sort of open up my life. How do I say this? I can step out of certain automatic behaviors without it being work. Like, I don't have to sit at a table and hammer my hand to stop myself from doing things. You know, that sort of old... I don't know the psychological term, but there, you know, you do something to give somebody negative feedback to dissuade them from doing something. Rather than going through a whole process like that, I'll suddenly have these realizations because, I don't know, something has opened up.
Well, let me ask you something, Eric.
Yeah.
Do you have realizations, or do you realize that you're no longer doing those things that used to be problematic, and you haven't had a conversation with yourself about stopping it? It just stopped.
Both, but the latter one obviously is I'll talk about the latter one regarding my wife. I have stopped worrying about my wife, and as a result, our life together is getting better.
That's
and
great.
And I didn't say, Eric, you got to stop worrying. You got to stop worrying. I didn't come up with 20 strategies on how to stop worrying. I didn't buy 30 books on the art of not worrying about my wife. I mean, you know, that would be the thing that I would have done in the past.
Well, you know, it's cool as you say that, Eric. If you've stopped worrying about your wife, and if that's been a habitual thing for you in the past, then I would just... instead of saying it like a blanket statement, I've stopped worrying about my wife, which ends things. It ties a neat bow on things. It has you stop looking.
Mm-hmm.
I would get interested in all the ways, the nuances for how you still do it. Or when it resurges. So, for instance, one of the things that happened this morning was I looked down at my desktop, and it was disheveled. And all of a sudden I realized, wow, that got away from me really fast. That is my visual clue that I'm ahead of myself. So in less than 5 minutes, maybe 3 minutes, everything that needed to be taken care of got taken care of. And back in our book, Being Here, there was a really powerful chapter called A Cluttered Desk is a Sign of Genius. And it talks about how I could never keep my desk from being cluttered in the past. Shia had one very, very brief conversation with me. I saw it without judging it. My desk has never been cluttered since, and now we're talking 5 or 6 or 7 years. It's a while now. But if I start encroaching in that direction, I know, aha, I'm ahead of myself. All I have to do is just slow down a bit. You don't want to think of it as over, because if you have a tendency towards something, that tendency is there, and if you get knocked off balance, it will resurge, and then you'll think, oh, I blew it, I haven't gotten anywhere, I'm as screwed up as I ever was.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in today, Eric.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Lovely speaking with you.
Great to talk to you.
Okay. We have another caller on the line.
I know, yes. Valerie, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi.
Hey.
Tell us where you're calling in from today.
I am calling from Clifton, New Jersey.
Dig that place.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. It's been so great listening to you guys. And, you know, I'm realizing I'm enrolled in the next course. I'm taking the intimacy course you guys are doing in June, or in weeks, actually. And I feel like since I did the last workshop with you, Transformational Time and Project Management, and I just feel like there's a momentum that started there in my life that has been really freeing. And I love the Slack Jaw School of Enlightenment. I feel like, for me, it's been like, it's like a repeated, like you were saying to Eric, it's like if you stop looking, then it's over, but it's a repeated lifestyle. Like, I have to keep looking at seeing what's going on, and it's been really fun.
Good.
So, yeah.
Do you have a question for us today?
So, yeah, my question, it's general. I do Taekwondo, and I'm testing for my black belt on Saturday. And one of the things that's been happening for me is that the training has included a lot of practice about, you know, of the specific curriculum that we have to know, and to a point where it's sort of ingrained in our systems. But there's also a huge element of it where it's very much about being present and being with what you're doing. For example, we have to break a cinder block. And that, in my mind, has been daunting. Although the more I'm practicing, the less daunting it's becoming. And I don't know. I just kind of curious.
Have you broken one yet?
No. We practice with smaller boards and practice our technique of what it'll take to break it.
Right.
So actually, last night we practiced, and it felt really good because five of us testing, and we all broke the practice boards, which was really great.
What kind of board did you break?
It was a practice board.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, I guess my question is.
Well, here's the answer. Whatever your question is.
Okay.
The first thing is, don't go off into the future. You are not going to be putting I'm assuming it's the side or the heel of your hand down onto that cinder block a moment before you do it.
It may be a straight fist.
Whatever it is.
It's a hand.
Yes, so you're not going to do that before you do. Thinking about it, well, since the intimacy course is the course we're going into, if you're thinking about how a date is going to go and how you will perform, it will be terrible.
Right.
Because if you're thinking about it, you will work on yourself. You won't just be there with this date. When is this test?
Saturday.
Saturday. You, Valerie, have a date on Saturday with Mr. Cinderblock.
I like that.
So I suggest that you don't think about how the date is going to go.
Okay. That's great.
Our music is playing. We're going to a break. Can you come back?
Awesome, yes.
Come on back and don't miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Stop wasting time. Get what you want. Live your dream life. The Dream Big Revolution. Imagine having more freedom, better health, more money, happiness. Could your business be more successful? Unless you're living the life you want, you're wasting precious time. Your life is too valuable to waste. Let Leanne Hilgers help you find health, wealth, and happiness. Listen in and live your dream life. Join the Dream Big Revolution. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Seventh Wave Network. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Hey, for all those of you who missed on Monday, which is all of us because it was a Memorial Day, next Monday the 7th is our next Monday Night Alive in New York City. And just a reminder for those of you in the international community or want to become part of the international teleconferences, the next one is Tuesday the 15th. So you can go up on our website and find out where the closest hub to you is, and you're welcome to join the call. We are speaking with Valerie.
Yes, we are.
Hey, yeah. Thank you guys so much. I feel like my question was answered. I didn't even ask it.
You know, that's cool. I was thinking about it in terms of there came a point where Shia and I walked on fire, you know, hot coals and all that. And I realized something about that. First of all, I had Shia go first. Really, because I'm like, I would follow him anywhere. Mm. Back then it was before I knew who I was, so I have no problem with him following me anywhere either. There's something about the two of us in our relationship, speaking of intimacy, where we We trust each other to bring out the best in each other. And my question is, you like your coach, your Taekwondo teacher?
Oh, yeah. Our master, yeah.
Your master. I love that you have to call him your master of that.
Master, yes.
Do you trust him?
Absolutely.
Do you actually think he'd even let you test if you weren't capable?
No, he wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't. So,
see, when you take on a master-disciple relationship or a disciple-to-a-master relationship, you take on their point of view. You try to discover how to see life through their eyes.
You intentionally
recreate their point of view.
Wow.
So it doesn't matter whether you think you can or not. You can actually link into the conduit of black belt.
Yes, and here's the thing, Val.
Yeah.
Around us, you've attended a number of our workshops over the years. You've discovered yourself to be much greater than you ever thought you could be.
Yes, very true.
Well, you've got the same situation here. It's just a different platform, if you will.
And when I sit down next to you, I find myself far greater at technology, for instance, than I think I am. So if you allow yourself to link into another person's perspective and greatnesses, you can truncate the learning curve so that you don't have to go step by step. You can have virtually a wrinkle in time. Now, I love that you're doing all the training because you really do need to get it so that it's integrated into your system so you're not thinking about it.
So your muscle memory takes over. Your
right.
Cellular memory, your nervous system doesn't have to go through the thought process. It's linked into the muscles and the nerves and the skeletal system, and it's functioning out of a habit, a habituated way of moving your body.
Yeah, right.
That's perfect, but you just have to relax and trust that you're up to what you're up to. See, here's the thing that most people don't realize. What's going on in your life is exactly what's supposed to, and you can handle it. See, whatever
right.
comes up in this moment of your life, you can handle if you don't panic.
Okay.
So here's the thing. You happen to be testing for the black belt on Saturday. And Luke and Eric was talking about how people who were going into who were studying to pass the bar. So lots of times we have tests or things that we have to do in order to achieve something. But if you're doing it from within a transformational framework, Saturday, you are going to be demonstrating that you are already a black belt.
Right. You're not becoming a black belt. You are just showing that you have the skill set called black belt. You already possess that skill set.
So basically, if you go and have a class tonight where you are practicing for Saturday, it's not a practice for Saturday. Today is you demonstrating your black beltness.
That's great. Yeah.
And oftentimes, Valerie, people will call us or they will, nowadays it's mainly email, they'll email us when they have a crisis in their life. And I'm telling you, the Monday Night Alives, the weekends, these radio shows are training grounds. When you become habituated to listening, the three principles become like breathing as you discover a non-judgmental anthropological framework into life. When circumstances become compressed or you have a surprising jolt of something that's potentially upsetting, or in your case, where you have something that comes up that to your mind seems important, you can fall back on your training. If you handle the small things, the big things take care of themselves, such as cinder block. Cinder block is no different than practice boards.
Right, right. Cool.
When you can handle, when you discover how not to worry about the minutiae, it becomes simple to not worry about the big things.
But you have to break the worry pattern by learning to not worry. So if you don't doubt yourself in simple things like what you're going to have for breakfast, then you'll stop doubting yourself over the bigger things in life.
Right. That's great.
I have to say, you know, I really, really love Shia. That you,
you really
said,
love Shia? I like
I
that.
I love you too. That you said she's going to have a date
with Mr. Sinbrock.
I love that too.
See, you're not on a date until you get there. So don't worry about how it's going to go.
Okay.
Take care of this moment and the rest will take care of itself.
Just like this show did. This show is done. We're going to be moving on to next week. And I hope you all will come back with us.
And invite friends to listen in too.
Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.